When I was a boy, I had a pet crow. His name was Jimmy. And my dad, he found him in the woods. He got kicked out of the nest. So we raised him. Let me tell you, he was something else.
My husband, Larry, grew up in a coal camp in southern Kanawha County, a little place called Olcott, up along Briar Creek. His father was a coal miner. Sometimes the mines would shut down, whether the men were on strike or for some other reason. And during those times, his father often took off into the woods, hunting. He didn't take much with him usually, a gun, a blanket, a pot. That was about it. One time he came home from one of his hunting trips carrying a baby crow. The crow had been pushed out of its nest, and he had found it on the ground. And so he carried it home, held it out to Larry, said, "Look what I brought you." Well, Larry was thrilled. His mother raised that little baby crow with an eyedropper, mixing milk with water and dropping it down the little crow's throat, carrying it around in the pocket of her apron, until the crow grew to be a pretty good size. He turned out to also be a real pest. If his mother was out hanging laundry, for example, Jimmy, the crow, would come along and he would pull the clothes pegs off of the clothes and the clothes would fall down into the dirt. If his father was planting corn, the crow would come along and peck the corn out of the ground right behind him. He loved butter, and so one day they gave him a whole stick. Jimmy ate as much of it as he could, and then he took the rest of it and tucked it up under a piece of roofing paper that had blown off the roof of their house. Well, you can imagine the hot sun shining down on black roofing paper, what happened to Jimmy's butter. When he went back to get it and found the butter gone, he was so mad he tore that roofing paper into pieces, scattering it all over the yard. Now, the family next door, there were 11 children, and they all had red hair. Jimmy hated red hair. When those children came out to the bus stop in the morning, they had to watch out, or that crow would come flying out and start dive-bombing their heads and pulling their hair. They got to where they would take a baseball bat to the bus stop. And one day, they were swinging that bat, trying to keep Jimmy away, and the bat connected and broke both of the crow's legs. Poor old Jimmy, all crippled up. Well, Larry's mother took him in the house, got some popsicle sticks and some tape, and bandaged up his legs, and he healed up pretty good. And while he was healing, he couldn't fly, so he would ride around on the back of Larry's old coon dog, Drum, and they would go around the yard like that together. He was something else. He loved to devil the hogs, flying down on the hogs and yanking at what little hair they had. He also loved to fly right over the school bus all the way to the schoolhouse. He would fly right over that yellow bus, get to the school, and stay up on the roof all day, just cawing and raising cane. Well, the kids loved it. The teachers, not so much. And then he would fly over the bus all the way back. You had to be careful, for if you left a window open, he just hopped right in and made himself at home. And not just at the Holstein household either. Any place in the neighborhood was not safe from Jimmy. He was also a thief. He loved bright, shiny things. And one day, he flew into the house next door and took the father's gold pocket watch. It was a Sunday morning. The family was getting up, getting ready for church, and the father started looking for his watch. He said, "Have any of you children seen my watch?" Well, none of them had. He lined them up. "Which one of you took my watch?" "No, Daddy, no, no, we didn't take your watch, no, no." "All right, we're going to turn this house upside down until we find my watch." And they all set to work. They looked behind the couch. They looked under the couch. They looked in the couch cushions. They looked behind the dresser. They looked in the dresser drawers. They looked in the kitchen cabinets. They looked in the sugar canister. They looked everywhere. No one could find the watch. "I'm telling you now, no one will leave this house until we find my watch. That watch was my granddaddy's 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 watch, and I want it found." Well, those poor children, they looked and they looked. Now, Johnny, Johnny was my husband Larry's best friend. Johnny was looking and looking and looking. He couldn't find that watch either. Larry came over, wanting Johnny to go fishing with him. Banged on the door, "Johnny, come on out, come on out." The door opened just a crack. "I can't come out." Well, Larry looked in, and there was Johnny, his face all streaked with tears. He said, "Well, what's the matter?" "Daddy's gold watch is missing. You know, the one that belonged to his granddaddy's granddaddy's granddaddy? That watch is missing. Daddy says we can't leave the house until we find it. We're going to have to stay in here until we're old and thin and long gray hair and beards, and we can never come out." And Johnny started crying again. "Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible." Larry turned and went back to his own house and sat on the porch. He was sitting there with his head in his hands, and his father came out. "What are you doing sitting out here? What you crying about? It's awful. Johnny and his family, their daddy won't let them ever come out of their house ever, ever, ever again." "What are you talking about?" "His daddy's gold watch is missing. The one that belonged to his granddaddy's granddaddy's granddaddy is missing. They can't find it, and their daddy said they can't come out ever, ever, ever till they find his watch." Well, Larry's dad thought about it a minute. "I'll tell you what, son. Why don't you climb up that apple tree and check your crow's nest up there? I bet old Jimmy had something to do with it." "Up there?" And Larry looked up that apple tree. It was a good 40 feet to the top of that tree. "Go on, you can climb anything. You can climb that tree." All right. Well, Larry went over to the tree and he started climbing. He climbed up a good ways and he turned and he looked down and he about fell out of the tree. "Oh, I won't do that again." And he kept climbing and climbing and climbing till finally he was at the top of the tree. He held on as tight as he could with both arms, but he thought, "Oh, I've got to only hold on with one arm. I've got to be able to reach in that nest." Well, he anchored himself as best he could, took his hand, and started reaching in the nest, feeling around. Pulled his hand back out, and he had a gum wrapper, nice, shiny, silver gum wrapper, and a little piece of some kind of a bike chain or something like that, and some gooey, slimy stuff that looked like maybe it had once been alive. Ugh! Threw it down to the ground, stuck his hand back in the nest, started feeling around again. He pulled his hand back out. Well, this time he had a car key and a cap off of a bottle of pop and another gun wrapper. He threw all that to the ground too. He put his hand in one last time, feeling around, and found something round attached to a chain. And he pulled it out, and there was the gold pocket watch. But just at that moment, Jimmy realized what was going on. He came flying down from the sky, angry as he could be, flapping his wings and screeching, "Ah! Ah!" Larry just about fell out of the tree. That crow dove down, started pulling at his hair and pecking at him, but he held on as tight as he could. Jimmy kept pecking and swirling and beating at him with his wings, but he held on and began making his way carefully, carefully down the tree. He got to the bottom, ran over to Johnny's house, banged on the door, and hollered, "Johnny, Johnny, come out, come out." Well, the door opened, and not only Johnny, but the whole family was standing there wondering what in the world was the matter. Larry held out that watch and said, "Now you can come out of your house. Now you don't have to get old and thin and long gray hair and wrinkles and a beard. You can come out. Let's go fishing." And the two boys took off. And after that, if anyone in the neighborhood happened to be missing, a piece of jewelry, a watch, or maybe their car keys, they knew whose door to beat on, and they knew exactly where their lost items were going to be found.